after immense public pressure, the heads of two of the biggest companies in Georgia are speaking out against a new restrictive voting law signed by the governor last week. Delta CEO Ed Bastian initially made vague statements in support of voting rights, but didn't directly condemn the law. Yesterday he did, calling it unacceptable. And here's how Coca-Cola CEO James Quincey described the law on CNBC yesterday.
It is a step backwards, and it does not promote principles we have stood for in Georgia.
That may not be enough, because activists are planning to boycott these companies, which have kept quiet as Republican lawmakers passed what many are describing as a return to the Jim Crow era. Let's bring in Ali Velshi. He's MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Hi, Ali.
Hello. Good to talk to you again.
Good to have you. So there's also pressure coming from outside the state from several black Fortune 500 executives. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp responded to them on CNBC yesterday.
They don't even know what the laws are in Georgia. And quite honestly, our laws are not as restrictive as their own states where they're residing. So perhaps they should focus in other places.
So a little tit for tat here. Why is all of this happening after the law was already passed?
Well, there's a frustration from a number of quarters. One is that American businesses moved fairly quickly on Black Lives Matter stuff last year, and many of them didn't need to be coaxed to do so. But for some reason, these voter restrictions that are taking place in Georgia and in other places like Arizona and Iowa and Michigan, for some reason, corporations weren't as fast to condemn it. And particularly since there are so many large corporations based in Atlanta, Coca-Cola, Home Depot, Delta, UPS, and others, there was a sense that they didn't handle this right off the top. Now, these black leaders that Brian Kemp was talking about, there's 72 or 73 of them. I'm not sure what he's talking about, that they don't know what the laws are in Georgia. This has been fairly well reported out. But there is pressure on these companies to do more than they've already done, and pressure from protests. And pressure from Georgia to say, don't get involved in our politics. Obviously, for the Georgia-based companies like Delta, like UPS, like Home Depot, the pressure is more intense because workers for those companies are based in Georgia.
So what's next? There's now talk of Major League Baseball taking this year's All-Star game out of Atlanta. Is there going to be more of an impact beyond these statements from Delta and Coca-Cola?
Yeah, I think what happened is initially the legislation that was going through the Georgia State Legislature wasn't clear to everybody that there might have been racial undertones to it. The bottom line is Georgia has been operating under the laws that it's been operating under for a while, and it was quite satisfactory to the governor and members of the legislature, largely because Georgia tended to vote Republican all the time. All of a sudden, there was a lot of voter turnout in the last election. It favored Democrats at the presidential level and the two Senate seats that went blue. And as a result, they are changing these laws. So it feels like they might be targeted toward Democrats generally, but African-American voters in particular. So it does seem that this is gaining momentum and that the companies may have to take the lead in saying to Georgia Republicans, we won't finance you, we won't contribute to your coffers, and we may not get involved with you if you don't change the law. So the momentum does seem to be on the part of those people who are fighting for stronger voters' rights in Georgia.
All right. Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Thanks very much for your insights. We do appreciate it.
My pleasure.